Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and I am here to announce that Season 9 is on its way. Season 9 is all about recommitting couples and coupleships, reconnecting after pain and trauma and intimacy betrayal. And I cannot wait to introduce it to you guys. It is coming December 2nd. Until then, we're going to be working really hard for our audience to build some amazing, hard-hitting, impactful episodes. We're going to be re-airing some of our most listened to episodes from season 8, where we were talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity. Please enjoy our re-aired episodes and set your alarm, set your timers, get ready for season 9 on December 2nd. Thanks, guys. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's DIRECTIMPACT with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about sex addiction and sexual compulsivity. The title of our episode is, What is Sex Addiction? I think it's a great question, and it's something that I think still, after, you know, a good solid 15 to 20 years of really studying and researching this and knowing and understanding it to be a disease, I think it is still kind of cloaked in a lot of stigma and just misunderstanding about what it is and what it looks like and what really qualifies as sex addiction. Okay. So I'm just going to start, guys, by breaking it down the way I understand it, okay? And just a little bit of my background, like why am I talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity, is because it's a really big part of my practice as a mental health and master's addictions counselor, okay? I started about, I know we're coming up on 20 years now, but 2005, I think it was, I really started working in chemical dependency. And one of the chemicals or categories of chemicals that I really worked a lot with was both alcohol, cocaine, and stimulant drugs. And so out of that, I started working a lot with behavioral addictions because people would get clean and they would get sober. And then the behavioral addictions that they were numbing and medicating with chemicals would come out to play. And I mean, rampant. And so a lot of what we were seeing was sexual addiction and compulsivity. So that's what I started working with in 2005, is a lot of behavioral addictions, predominantly sexual addiction and compulsivity. Now, I've also, as a certified sex addictions therapist, moved into the realm of betrayal trauma. So I work with both recovering addicts, mainly people recovering from sexual compulsivity, and I also work with the betrayed partners who are healing from betrayal trauma and also from just a lifetime of intimacy betrayal, most often. And so I do both individual work with both the betrayed and the recovering addict. And also I do some couples work. So that's where I'm coming from. And this is my understanding of the disease based on my knowledge and my experience with my amazing clients. Okay, so I start with that basic explanation or definition, if you will, of addiction. Okay, so it's a pathological relationship to a mood altering behavior that has life damaging consequences. These are the three elements. So, a pathological relationship, you know, it means that you're not really able, it's pathological, you're not really able to like pause and think clearly about the natural consequences that are going to come out of continuing to engage in this relationship. That's why we say it's a relationship to alcohol, okay? It's a relationship to sexuality, okay? It's a relationship to attachment style. It's a relationship, okay? And it's a pathological one at that. And it's to a mood-altering behavior, which means that when you engage in these particular behaviors, whether you're ingesting something or acting out a behavior, it is generating a cocktail of chemicals in your brain that is addictive in nature, okay? So it is giving you oxytocin, it's giving you dopamine, it's giving you this cocktail of chemicals that is wiring you for addiction and abuse of that behavior, okay? And then it is required that it also has life-damaging consequences. And that means either you're already experiencing these consequences or it is just the threat or the natural potential of consequences. Because you know, especially if you're in a committed relationship, that if you're acting out sexually outside of that relationship, there's potential consequences. Whether you've done it or not, you know, intellectually at least, that the consequences will come. The consequences are inevitable. They are coming and they are coming for you. Okay. When and where, we don't know, but they are indeed coming. So we've got the pathological relationship to mood altering behaviors that have life damaging consequences. And when you continue to act out in this way or engage in this relationship, despite the consequences, we know that we have moved into the disease of addiction. Okay. So I hope this is becoming a little like simplified and clearer to you. So it is the continued use and frankly, an unwanted behavior that causes damage, an erosion to self, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and definitely and inevitably relationally. Okay. So that is what happens with sexual addiction and compulsivity. All right. So what are some of the traits and characteristics, perhaps, of a process addiction? Well, one of the things that I look for right away is denial, because an absolute trait that you are going to see every time, it's like a required element if someone has shifted into the disease of addiction, they have denial around it. They have these protective mechanisms around this behavior. So they become defensive. Right? They minimize it. They rationalize it. They kind of explain it away. Right? And so these are things that you are going to see. And you often see even denial about the potential consequences. You also start to see that their frontal lobe is not engaging at all. As soon as they are presented with the stimuli, they are off to the races. They are not able to consider long-term effects. Or even, you know, what happens when inevitably my partner finds out about this. Okay. The other thing I like to say is it's really, and I would say this about even chemical dependency too. In this case, we're talking about sexual compulsivity. It is not about sex. Shopping addiction is not about shopping. Okay. Alcoholism is not about the alcohol. Okay. And so please hear me say that. It is not about the sex. It is not about even the orgasm. Okay? It is not about that at all. Because when you are in the throes of addiction, none of it's really enjoyable anyway. You just don't know how to stop doing it. And I need you to hear that that's a part of it. Like, it's not something that's enjoyable to the person who is addicted. Now, it might seem that maybe they enjoy it because they sacrifice everything important in their life for it. And clearly they are choosing it above all else. But I can guarantee you, on the inside of them, in their soul, they are falling apart. This is not something they crave or what they want. And at the other side of it, they are met with extreme and intense shame. I mean, it is so hard to be, and I think any listener out there can relate to this. It is so hard to be shackled. It is so hard to be a prisoner to a behavior where you don't have choice anymore. Choice has been removed from you. And that is part of this disease and why it leads to toxic shame and over time, depression, and over time, suicidality. We lose people to this disease just like we do all the others. And quite much more often than you would ever know, because obviously it's so underreported, right? But we are losing people to this disease, and it is a very, very serious matter, okay? No one wakes up in the morning and says, I want to be an addict. I want to sacrifice my life, all the things that I love, my partnerships, my relationships, the respect of my children, my job, my work, my integrity, my spirit. I want to sacrifice everything so that I can act out in like a shady, seedy space. Like, nobody wakes up and says, this is the person I want to be. Yes, I think I will choose that. No one does it. Okay, this is how we know for certain. That and just a ton of PET scans and brain scans and studying and researching this disease. But we know for certain that this is not a choice. This is a disease. And so what is sex addiction? Sex addiction is this complete sacrifice of your authentic self to act out in an unwanted behavior, typically a sexual behavior. And it can be with pornography. And we will talk more about that this season. It can be with any type of prostitute, massage parlor. It can be all different types of things. Okay, thirst traps. It can be all types of different things where the end result is some type of sexual acting out that leads inevitably to toxic shame and loss. Loss of the things that you've worked for and loss of who you are as a human being. People start to really feel like they are the disease. They are not worthy. They are a loser. They are a failure. They can't commit. They can't, all of these, it's just not true. It is what you are in your disease. It is what your disease does to you. It is not who you are. Okay? And this is just a little snapshot. I mean, like, snapshot of what sexual addiction is and the way that is impacting our communities, our relationships, the marriages, and just like the fabric of this country. So please do tune in, subscribe, and let's, listen to all of season 8 because it's going to be a really powerful one. All right, guys, thank you so much. And we will see you same time, same place next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.